Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. That's what we're all trying to do. I want to be a radiant being and move out into the world, creating the reality of my choice and radiating out there so other people feel more and more able to create the reality of their choice. I want to be a contributor. What do you want? What's really in your goal setting about radiating by design? This is a very interesting time on the planet, as they're all talking about this is the time of the shift. What does that mean? Well, in my way of understanding it and the way I've learned from my guides, the shift is a time when the basic frequencies of our, the basic frequencies of our planet. Ooh, we already have a caller. Do you want to have a caller so soon? Come on, why not? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, I'm so soon, ain't I?
Yeah. What's your question? It's good to talk to you.
Hi. Well, a couple things, I guess, would be like, in order to, if you feel like you're being stuck, are you really feeling stuck, or is it just a feeling?
Well, let's answer it. One way to answer it is that everything is just a feeling, really, isn't it?
Mostly, yeah, I would think so.
So consciousness, if we're talking about radiance by design and you're feeling stuck, and we're talking about evolution as well and you're feeling stuck, you're probably in a repeating space. You're probably repeating patterns, are you?
I don't know. I've been in this pattern for a while.
Like what is a while? 20 years? 40 years? 3 lifetimes?
Probably at least 14 years.
Well, you know, I just wanted to finish a thought. Before you called, I was just talking about the shift. What is the shift? And there are many who express it in different ways, but the theory is, or the gist of it is that we're coming into a time where we're going to shift exponentially as a species. So instead of it being the same kind of being, we're going to be different. And I don't know what that means in specific terms. It might mean that we're all creating our reality and so on. But in your sense, I'm seeing that you have subconscious programming sitting there in the belly, the second chakra, like we all do, and it's pulling really hard on you. And that gives you that feeling that you're not actually launching. So you haven't had your own personal shift, so to speak. Do you see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
So we look at that as an energy. You know, I look at it as energetic. And if you want to get unstuck, do you have 3 kids?
I have 2, and my husband had 1, so.
Okay. Are they around at this time?
My 2 kids are around. Not living, well, one lives at home with me and one's off at college.
Are any of them weighing you down at this point?
Yeah, both of them.
So here's what I wanted to say, and I was hoping they were, because I was using you as an example of something I was going to speak about, which is that right now, as we approach the shift, and as we shift the subconscious programming in our body-mind, the family situation seemed to be really pulling on a lot of people, including me and other people I know. And what happens is I'm looking at your belly area. Forgive me for being so intimate in global radio, but I'm looking at your belly area and seeing how you hold these patterns to keep you secure. These are patterns of program and behavior, and that your children are interacting with you at this time in such a way as to keep you pulled down. But really, the biggest purpose of it is for you to unhook, for you to bring up your own fears, your own issues, your own identities, and release those, and release the strings with the kids, so everybody gets to move up a notch or 10 notches and become freer to create the reality they want. You're being pulled on a subconscious level, and I believe many of us are right now. Does that make any sense?
Well, a lot of it probably is subconscious, and then some of it is conscious, because I know where the pull comes from. And I think a lot of it's, you know, I mean, I keep saying to myself, I need to cut these apron strings, but, you know, I still feel responsible, I guess you would say, to some degree, in you know, helping them out, and, you know, and a lot of it is the financial end helping them out, and mm-hmm. but yet the financial end helps them out for certain things, but helps them out in other things in life. So it's not just like, here's some money, you know, that's the only thing. It's the financial reason is to help them better themselves too.
Mm-hmm. And they are. They look like they are bettering themselves. But the thing that you could work with, and everybody at home, if you could focus on your belly, everybody, and bring up somebody that you're, most of us need to bring up children, but bring up somebody that you're really attached to. Because I see, is your one in college a daughter?
For me?
Is your college child a daughter?
No, it's a son.
Okay. But the college one is actually... needing not only money, but he needs a, he's very sensitive, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm tread lightly, but yet I give him money, yet I tread lightly because he's very sensitive and, oh, I guess there's a few other words that go with that. He's very determined, stubborn, and yet sensitive and...
Okay, so the problem that we're having here with, if I were to pick on it, I'd say, and people at home, we're going to do this as an exercise, is when he's pulling on you and he's behaving like he's behaving, or I could say it about my own daughter, okay? There's a feeling in you that it's a very, very deep kind of bonding tie kind of thing that keeps pulling on your lower belly. It's an energy. It's like a tie or whatever. So even though you're going to help him with finances, particularly, you're mm-hmm. going to try to release, we're all going to learn to release the emotional ties that keeps pulling him to you. So he can be stubborn in all those things, but you don't have to go down a notch every time he is. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem, and that's the tie, the kind of tie that we're going to have to step out of so that we're not just carrying our karmic knots and tangles and bows with us as we go, you see? Because
mm-hmm.
as a species, we want to become self-creative, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I always had this thing where, you know, it's my job to raise them until they're out of high school, and then, you know, then they're on their own, but that mm-hmm. ain't so true.
Well, you know, I have friends whose kids are in their late 30s. Actually, I have a stepdaughter in her 40s. And they are still our children. I guess when I'm 100 and my daughter's 60, it'll be like that as well. You know what I mean? There's always that role we play. But to sacrifice ourselves, that's the problem. And to remain kind of karmically tangled is the problem. I don't think that there's a problem with being bonded and sharing and growing like mad all together. But when one is holding on the other and the growth gets stopped, and the pain increases, that's where we have to grow beyond it. Do you see what I mean?
Right. And then they say they're what they want us to leave them alone, not be so controlling over them, but yet they're constantly coming to you for stuff. And it's like, well, geez, it's hard for me to let you go when you keep coming back. But, of course, mm-hmm. I want to stay attached, too. I don't want to, you know, start... I guess some of my problem, too, is I stay attached because it's so easy to stop relationships by stop communicating, going, okay, well, just do your thing. And mm-hmm. I don't want it to be that way, so I stay connected. But when you stay connected like that and you call each day, then it's more apt to say, well, can you give me $15? Can you give me $20? Because you sound like you're in a good mood today, Mom.
But, you know, you have to create limits, but it's really cute because what we're telling everybody to do is call it up in your body mind, wrap yourself up in light, and call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract. We'll just pick your sun right now to keep it clear. All the energy in your body mind that comes from your soul contract with your sun. And I will do that with my daughter right now. And we grow that energy and we grow it and we notice where it pulls in the body. And with you, it's pulling all around, look at that, all around the navel and up around the back of your shoulders. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where else? Everywhere you can feel it. And pay attention, get conscious about it, and then exaggerate it. And then we're going to ask for help as we command total release of it. because I was channeling before we started this show, and as the guides were saying, it's really hot. The family stuff has to transform. And it's really hard in a way because they drive us crazy. They pull us down. We love them. We don't want to lose them and so on and so forth. But if you bring them up and feel it and really notice where we're caged by it or held in by it, it will pop faster than ever before because of the way the shift is going. And the kids don't leave us necessarily. They might leave that pulling. You've got this pulling that goes on in there. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part you want to get rid of, right? You want to be rid of the fact that you are held down. You have a big shift going on in your own world coming up. I don't know, what's a change of job or what?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I've been told that there will be a change in my job and in my personal life, I guess, but I don't know of it. I've heard of it, but, you know, yes, I would like to, as far as a job changes, I would like to get to something more, I guess, a better environment. I guess I'll just stick
to that. Well, here's what the guides are saying about that, is as you clear your children, and you really need to do this, okay, as you clear your children, you get much different inside. You're going to have different insights, and you're going to start to... The children will not leave. They will just stop hanging on you. See the difference? And you'll start hanging on them, because we do hang on them. And you're going to find a real jump shift coming up in your work. And you're still with their father, aren't you?
Pardon me? No, he's deceased.
But you're married, aren't you?
No, my husband's deceased.
Oh, my. I saw this man around there, so he's around you, isn't he?
I would imagine he's around me, but yeah, no, I'm not married or anything. I'm a widow.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's a hard thing to go through. However, I do.
That's why it's harder. So much harder with the kids too, because I feel so responsible for them too, and I think I'm trying not to say guilt. Not a guilt feeling.
You're trying to make up for the stuff that's missing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Compensating is my word. I compensate because he's gone. So I compensate more of me, and then I compensate because I know that their dad would have done this and this and this for them. So I'm trying to be what he was still would be to them, but it's just so tough to be what he would have been to them when I'm not all that way, but I've done above and beyond what I would have normally done. That would have been more their dad's job, but because he's not here, I compensate, and I think I tend to take on more than I can do.
Okay, so I just want to say this about you, is that you're coming to a time, we talked about the job shift, but if mm-hmm. you could keep clearing those kids who are actually good kids, and mm-hmm. If you can keep clearing them, it's going to help you because you'll be more buoyant, and you'll start finding your way in a different way. And the kids gain a great deal from that. When we grow and change and expand, our kids pick up speed as well, you know. We're vibrationally so linked. So it's not like, because I'm getting the suppression in you from your duty and compensation, but it's right on the edge of being able to be cleared. Your vibration will pop up, and you're going to find you're going to manifest a lot better. And both your kids, and the other one too, the other one's a stepchild, right?
Well, I have a daughter and a son, and the stepchild, he's not been around me for years and years, so no, he's not around.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
21.
Okay, because I just see your kids. When you start to expand and grow, they gain. You see what I mean? It's like you're leading the parade, honey, and you'll lead it vibrationally, and the kids will gain tremendously. And you're going to have a really, and I see it all going to happen over the next maybe year. I'm not good at time because I don't know who is these days. But once you start to make a different kind of release with your kids, that means a deep cellular release, they will follow you in a different way. You will expand, grow, be different, and people will be excited, and you will be excited about each other. And that's a whole lot different than the way it's been.
So you know, you've had... Financial situations will clear up then to
yeah, I see you getting having a job with a little better advantage. And you also have an investment over here that's trying to come up. Somebody's going to lead you in an investment, which is not some huge, weird thing. It's a pretty solid investment. So you've got two things. One is a job change, and one is an investment.
But what
the third thing
is
clearing your kids. Huh? Beg your pardon?
What would be like an investment, like in...
Somebody that you know is going to bring up an investment opportunity for you, and it's a good one. It's quite secure. Yeah. And I have to let you go because that's I have to carry on and let other people on.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
You've been a great example to the world on how to move ahead in your own truth and light and how it's to the advantage of everybody around you.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you for your help, and thank you.
All right. Well, many blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we just started talking about the shift when we had a surprise immediate caller, and I want us to do a meditation first before we have any more callers. And most of that is to set the scene within ourselves, around ourselves, and for other people. And remember, this woman is a wonderful, and I didn't quite get her name, but she is a wonderful example of how when we let go of our attachments, many things grow, including the relationships with the people that we have let go. It's a really interesting thing, and that's part of this shift. With vibrationally, we're moving beyond kind of clinging to each other. The nature of community is changing and so on, but we'll talk about more of that after we do our sacred geometric meditations and take in more calls from you. So let's take a few minutes and take a deep breath. You can even take a couple of deep breaths. And let's set that sacred space where you can go. You can set it at any point, at any time, to clear the energy in your area and to give yourself a room to meditate and create. And above, see a golden ball, perhaps 2 miles above, a golden ball, and behind, below your spine, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light right through your spine into the lower golden ball. And then your pyramid, drop a four-sided golden pyramid from the upper golden ball to waist height, about 20 feet out. And then another golden pyramid upside down, poking into the lower golden ball. So now you're in an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Just take a minute because you can probably feel the frequencies in there because they shift. To me, they feel more kind of powerful. And now inside of that octahedron, you have a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your pyramid structure. And you're inside of that. And now inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. That's like a Star of David that's three-dimensional. And it's a lot like the Merkaba. And then whilst you're in that star tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin. And see yourself spinning and spinning. And whilst you do, look in front of you at the wonderful screen in front of you. And on it, we're going to create our little movies again. And the first movie is you doing whatever you want to do. So I would say let's move our frequencies in this one. Let's be in that little movie and feel your frequencies moving up and up and up so that you're a frequency being. Remember, if people see you, 200 years ago, people saw you today, they would think you were really a light being because your vibration is way higher. It's like that. See yourself in your film with an extremely high frequency. Perhaps able to time travel, we don't know. Certainly being able to be multidimensional. My body loves it. It starts to buzz like mad. What's happening to you? So let's wrap that scenario in light. No, we can adapt to that at any given time. And then move to the next scenario, which is a vision, a movie of something you want to create, whether it's home and family, or it's a book or a business, or who knows, world travel. new hairdo, and see yourself creating this project. See the resources coming. See making the connections with the people that are going to help you to do it. Mm-hmm. And now see the project coming to fruition. Good. And see yourself really enjoying it. And others are enjoying it with you. And golly, look at all these resources that keep coming to you and through you. And it sustains your project, keeps things going, and you're feeling quite relaxed and also quite creative. Your project is often a place where you get to unfold a lot more creativity. Mm-hmm. And then notice the support of your own guides and angels as you do that. And now wrap it in light. And let's call in our wonderful healing team and set up our healing room, a galactic healing center. We have a bed in there, and your healing team surrounds the table. And the first person we want to lay down on that table is you, or me. And then if you know what it is you want them to help you with, go ahead. But otherwise, ask this healing team, which is a beautiful team with loving consciousness and amazing healing abilities, to help you with whatever. That's right. And see how they help you. Many of you have different perspectives on what it is this team does with you. I see such a variety of beings. There you are. Wow. And sometimes they do energy, and sometimes they're pulling things out of your body. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're adding things, but very often it's a frequency shift that they give you. And I'm asking for help with a specific problem. It's sort of a sore ear, jaw, neck thing. I'm asking them for that. And they're pulling on my neck and pulling out something from my, actually, viscera. How interesting. When you ask for that kind of advice, it's very interesting how you get to see the connections between the various parts of the body. Mm-hmm. And then we'll finish that by asking if they've got some advice for you. And you might even want to jot that down. Good. And then thank them as you wrap that in light so the healing can continue. And now we do another. We replicate the team, and we do another table. And you bring in somebody you know needs some help, any kind of help. And if they want to, they lie on the table. Mm-hmm. And ask the team what it is they would do. My person who's lying on the table has just had a hip replacement and is in a lot of pain. And actually they're pulling consternation or anxiety from her brain. And they're doing a lot of loving energy work. I feel the love is so strong as they work on her injured body, her improved body in a painful way. And asking if there's any advice for her. And in this case, they're asking that she release. To get in touch with and release the tremendous rage that she's had. Mm. Okay. One of my team is infusing her with some amazing lights. It's really funny. It's like he's got this hose, he's pouring it into her, and they're lights. It's like a very interesting light painting. What's happening in yours? We'll talk about it after. So we'll wrap that scenario in light and replicate the scene one more time with the team and a fresh table. And who comes in? Good. Quite often it's a surprise who comes in, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then you go ahead and do the healing and allow the healing. You can participate, but also ask for advice because they'll show you styles and techniques of healing that you might not have even considered. And they'll do a lot of work. This is a very dedicated group of beings. That's good. Let's see if there's any other advice for this one. Mm-hmm. All right. And wrap that in light so that scenario can continue and be protected. And then we want one more political. I like to do something political every week. And let's charge the atmosphere around Obama. Let's see him being charged with a great deal of light and support and courage so that he feels lifted and buoyed up by us instead of pulled down. That's right, because he's really got to keep going on this mission of his, doesn't he? Yeah. And now we can run some pink light, call in from the universe some pink light, run it through your body, have it come out your chest, and absolutely flood Obama's environment, the White House, the Pentagon, whole administration, and have that pink light run off and really in charge with harmony, truth, and love, and support all the hot spots you can imagine on the planet, and there sure are a lot of them, aren't there? You know what I want to do is I want to see that pink light running through all the media, all the stories that we hear, absolutely infusing them with possibility and with transformation. Yeah. And use your pink light of harmony. You can weave any harmonies that you want to think about until you cover the whole world with this amazing pink light. That's right. So even ETs that are either here or coming here can really see that we have a potential here, a very evolved, we're talking tonight about evolution, the potential to be a very evolved species, especially at this time of the shift. And now draw that pink light back into your chest and just swaddle yourself in pink light so that you can feel the love and harmony which is present for you and others. Sometimes we have to call it in. It isn't always obviously present, is it? All right. And now close off that healing room. Yes. And bring yourself forward back into your star tetrahedron where you spin and spin and spin. And your Merkaba is lit. Your Merkaba is your light body that you translate. Well, you move dimensions with. You've traveled throughout the universe with. We probably still do travel throughout the universe with it, do we, Bob? Yeah. So it's we got to keep our cars washed, right? We got to keep our vehicles ready. So when you finish spinning, come back in the room with me. And if you'd like to call in today and talk about what's going on in your world, are you finding old patterns pulling you down? Are you finding any kinds of big changes? Are you having frustrations with family? Are you seeing job changes? Are you scared? Are you learning how to be brave when things are changing like mad? What's going on with you? I'd love to talk about it with you, and the number is 888-815-9756. I'll repeat it, 888-815-9756. I've had some really interesting times lately. Bob and I went down to California, and we did some extra interviews with Galexis. Some of you have heard on Paradigm Shifters that I have interviewed Galexis several times, and Galexis actually had its own show, a channeled group through Ginger Metro, and we spent time with them in California, and it was really delightful. And I have some special interviews with Galexis, which will be run on Paradigm Shifters at some point. One of the things that I'm really interested in is how a lot of these beings that I'm talking about, like Galexis or like Jackie's team, a lot of them are really pushing the edge. They're pushing the shift. They're pushing the frontiers of human consciousness. Not really pushing it, but they're sort of getting in step with the shifting frequencies, and they're showing us a lot about how to make it work. So we went to California, as I said, and I will let you talk first, and then I want to say some more about that. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Veronica. I wanted to follow up on what you were saying. There are major shifts that are going on in my life, and I surprise myself at not feeling afraid of the changes that I'm facing.
Good.
It's amazing. I'm not quite sure why I feel this way, but I'm certainly embracing it.
Don't you feel, because some of it is like moving like a wave and you're in it, how can you not trust some of it, huh?
It's true. It feels very comforting. And one thing I'm just recognizing is that the ability to let go and to allow whatever it is that's guiding me or taking me in this wave is really the new experience that I have right now.
Isn't that exciting? How is it impacting your life? Is it changing your job? What's your first name?
Martha.
Oh, okay. Martha.
We have spoken before.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. Hi, Martha.
Hello, Veronica. It's good to... I'm glad you're at the 7 o'clock. Now I can catch you.
Oh, that's so great. Are you facing a change in jobs or anything with your kids or any challenges that you can share with us?
Yes, of course. A change is that my job is changing. It's very challenging in that my salary has been cut tremendously in half.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm standing at the edge of needing to make a change. And so in that challenge, I'm looking and saying, instead of responding to, let me get anything to make these ends meet, I'm standing at the edge saying, what is it that I truly want? Where
Yay.
Do I really want to see myself?
Great.
And to relax with that. And the challenge is not to fall into the fear of this is not going anywhere or to say, I really need this money and you've got to grab something. To just sit back and move away from that fear and to trust. Because once I can let go of that fear, I can relax into what I really desire. Where I really want to see myself. And there's a comfort in that. In addition to that, I wanted to share with you, Veronica, that I have found a love that I have been putting away, putting back, because I thought that there would be terrible conflicts with it. And one day, because I was out in bed and couldn't walk because I had something going on with my knee, I decided, why am I creating these obstacles that are just imaginary? And just take the
yep.
risk. Go for it. And if I lose my job, I lose my job. And I said these words. I said, I'm making myself available.
Yay.
And those are the most powerful words I've ever said to myself. And then all of a sudden, this man said, well, it's about time.
Oh, wow.
And it feels perfect because I have just suspended any judgment, any fear, any looking ahead and wondering if this is going to work or looking behind against what has happened and just be totally present.
And are you having fun?
Oh, it's tremendous.
And tell me this, Martha, how's your knee?
Oh, it's great. It's doing fine. I think that was my catalyst.
Well, it's interesting because it does take, it's a good pain reliever to be in love, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. It's in that energy of love that allows me the comfort to look into the unknown and see it's really not the unknown. It's a lot giving myself permission to see what I really desire.
And I just want to say this from looking at you and talking about seeing, I see what's rising in you is kind of this, there's a creative flow. Sometimes when we do what Martha's saying and relax a little bit, you're developing a trust that something is rising in you that wants to present into the world as opposed to what you think you ought to do in order to present to the world. See the difference? And I can see it rising like beautiful color coming up from inside of you. And it's just getting charged up. Some kind of business that you'll do.
I feel it, but I don't know what it is. And I'm just sitting back waiting.
But it's really good not to know what. It's good not to know. It's good to allow yourself this time of transition. And I should probably go. There's another caller, but I'm awfully pleased that you called in and shared with us.
Thank you so much for listening. And I share this with whomever is listening that all things are possible. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Martha. Good night. Well, that was a very encouraging talk. So we have another caller, and you're on the air, too.
Yes. And this is Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
And so what's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world? Well, it's funny. I just read your bio, and it sounds a lot like my life, actually.
Oh, really?
But... Yeah, well, I'm 41, and I'm going through a lot of big changes. And honestly, tonight I was going to go to a movie or go to yoga class and skipped both and felt like I had to come home and turned on the Facebook. And this is the second program I've called into tonight. It's kind of not what I usually do, but here I am.
Well, it's about time you did.
I guess. But... My issue right now is that I know I have a habit of talking to people and asking the same questions and the ones I pretty much know the answer to, but I know I need to go deeper. And I've been going deep within myself, and I know my challenge is learning how to take care of myself and be grounded in my own space and not other people's. And changing my beliefs about myself, and I've had I had a dream about that, actually a dream about it after having a Kundalini experience 3 years ago that I need to change the way I think about myself. So I know a lot of this stuff. I'm trying to figure out the right spiritual expression. It seems to be yoga right now. I feel, you know, I've done martial arts, I've done a lot of things. And
I want to say something about that, is that there's a tremendous amount of releasing that you need to do. You're a very passionate soul. You're really controlled. I don't mean controlling. I mean controlled. And there's a wonderful volatility in you. If you could do some more clearing, you're trying to do it right. You're trying to hold on to things to do the right stuff. I'm saying you need to blow out you need to blow stuff out of your pipes. You know what I mean?
And that's how I've been feeling. I'm going through a major detox this week.
Good. Is it crazy making?
It's crazy, but it's great because this guy I've been involved with for over 7 months has been the most bizarre experience of my life, because it's like looking at myself in a mirror, and and I've noticed this before, I tend to think with other people anyway, you know, I just do that. And I think I know about reflecting and all that stuff, because I used to teach meditation, but I stopped. And a lot of it's been coming up my writing, and I write about stuff, and then I run into people, and it happens, or they say, oh, that's me, or, you know, it's been great. You know, the writing's great, and I've had the message I need to focus more on, less on words and more on listening. For a while, and now it's about speaking again, but it's at the same time as you say blowing out the pipes, it's like I study healing touch, and I've been working on this guy, and we help each other out. And it's been an amazing thing because as I change, he changes, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like I get paranoid that he's going to change so much that I will somehow be left behind and feel like, well, what the hell am I doing? <You know? laughs>
But isn't that's actually the crux of what happens in marriages, isn't it? And I know you're not married to him, but that is what
it
happens
feels like
with people. So the old thing is that people like to keep each other in line. But what I'm seeing with you is in and around the navel area and running up to the heart, there's this stuff that wants to come out. It wants to get out. It's got, you're a good person and you're doing a lot of the right things, but you need to just blow out some old reactions. You see what I mean? And he's not going to leave because of it. He wants to grow as well. Right?
You
said you were afraid that he would go faster and you'd be left behind, but I'm looking at you going, that process of individuation, which is you really being the truth of yourself, coming up in self-realization and being really who you are, can be aided by calling up and feeling all the energy that comes from your soul contract with him and then commanding total release over and over again, or with your mother and with, I think it's your dad or a step, somebody, there's a male that's really got a lot of impact on you. And clearing
that. Well,
my dad died.
Dad died 13 years ago.
Was that hard for you, darling?
That was hard because I had a number of family members die since then. It's like people were dying or disappearing, mostly men, like every 2 years for a while. And, and 2 years ago when I broke up with my last boyfriend, it was basically I lost 2 grandparents, my cat, and my boyfriend in my home in like 6 months.
Wow.
And all that brought up my dad and my uncle and every time somebody died for a while, a few other people would disappear. So it was kind of like I lost a lot of people and didn't grieve. And I've had, pardon the expression, it really feels like I'm emotionally masturbating when I'm talking about this stuff.
Okay, well, I want to say this, Stephanie, because we can't go too much farther on this subject, but each person that you've lost, I want you to call them up in your body, and you understand energy. Call them up. Feel where they are. I can feel one pulsating away in your belly and command total release because you're very, very close to a time of being more centered in the truth of who you are. But it's going to take this shift from holding the patterning and the reactions that you've kept tidily stuffed away somewhere and clearing that stuff. And then you pop up like a cork that's popped to the surface. And then you move very, very fast into a new level of yourself. And I don't know whether this guy will go with you, but he might.
Yeah, I keep severing it. And something says, ever since I met him, it's been like something in me says, don't give up. I mean,
yeah,
I need to have my own space. And he recognizes that. He'll show up and... I mean, I felt like I released my ex-husband yesterday. It was like, whoa, finally, I thought I was done with him, but I guess not. It's like everybody I had a relationship with the last 10 years, it's felt like I need to let go of him. And this guy shows up in my apartment, not the ex-husband, but the recent guy, and he goes, are you going through it? So you're going through a spiritual, are you divorcing now? So he knows. He just looks at me, and he knows.
Well, that he's a very, very good mirror. I really want you to do some clearing because where I'm seeing the need is between the navel and the sternum. And I have to say goodbye because I think there'll be other callers. But I really appreciate the courage of your call and the courage of your journey right now. You've got quite an exciting future ahead of you, girl.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for clearing?
Yes. My guides always say the same thing. Call it up and feel it. So I want to feel all the energy that comes from my soul contract with my father, for example. And when I do that for you right now, I hurt in the stomach. And I go, bring it up and exaggerate it and say to your higher self, or your guides and angels, take this now, and you'll find something moves. And then you run light. I call it the light gargle. Move light through your body to swish it out. Because you need, and also, do you dance? Because it would be really good for you to do some, like, really intense breathing, pranayama, and some wild body movement, like dancing or something. Because that
helps. That's
the way
I dance. Yeah.
Good. Those, do you see the process, though? So you start doing those kinds of releasing exercises, and you go through anybody that you, that pops into your mind's eye, that you feel that you might be suppressing a reaction to, because it's those suppressions that prevent us from being free to be creative and to be creating our reality in the future. Those suppressions that keep us socially acceptable are actually a pain in the neck, aren't they?
A pain in the back right now.
Well, there you have it. Perfect, darling. So call it up, feel it, and command total release of it. Or sometimes you can say, okay, take it, I've had it. You don't have to be cute about it. You could be really graphic and angry, and but you've just got to get it out of your body. I can see it. It's boiling, and it's got little maps, but I have to let you go right now and let you keep going. And I really appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you.
Blessings. Now, that was a good call. And, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the people I'm talking to for Paradigm Shifters. And some of the traveling I'm doing myself. Well, maybe I won't talk about my life. I'll talk about yours. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Hello.
Okay. Hi, my name's Jody.
Jody, welcome.
Hi, welcome. I'll be very brief. I just wanted to, I'm double-checking some information that I've gotten from my guides. They are asking me to, and this is what I think they're wanting me to go with, is to do some healing work. And I'm wondering if that's what, I called you a couple months ago and you said you've got a new business. And I don't know if this is a business per se. I think it's just, it's my spiritual work. But
what do you do for a living? Do you already have a job?
No, it's kind of a long story. I used to work in the restaurant industry, and I stopped about a year and a half ago, and I have been working with some with the masters and the other beings of light, and they've had me pretty much working for them.
And are you helping a lot of people?
Hmm?
You're helping a lot of people?
No, they've had me working for them in the higher dimensions. I have access to all 12 dimensions, so they have me working in the higher dimensions with them.
Okay, so you're going to be working as a...
So now they're asking me. They're asking me to work in the physical plane.
Okay, good.
And that they're asking. This is what I'm thinking. I'm double checking with you, because, and I just want to get a sense of it. But they're telling me, asking me to do hands-on healing.
The phone. Your phone. I don't know what your phone is. There was a problem with your phone right now.
Okay. I'll see if I can get.
Maybe you just need to walk around.
Yes, I am trying.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is, that's better. And what I'm seeing that you are going to do, in a business form, so somehow you're going to be working with healing with people, and there is a business to it. It's going to support you.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's really... it encourages a lot of personal growth in you. That's the best kind of job in the world, isn't it? Where you get to transform.
Well, it's not anything I've ever done. And you were saying, you were talking about shifts in people and, kind of are we... And I'm being asked to do something I've never done before. I don't have any experience with. And it's all energetic healing, and I come from a whole family of medical people.
Oh, interesting.
That poo-poo all this stuff. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, that's okay, because somebody's got to do the family healing.
I've done a lot of ancestral healing and lots of DNA healing. And
it's very exciting, Jody. I feel really confident that you're going to be working well, and your team is going to bring you some very wonderful people to work with. Looks like you'll be speaking, writing, and doing some very quiet work that you love very much.
I'm very monastic.
Yeah.
You
will speak to people about it as well, though, because there's a very gentle, sweet part of your nature that wants to share, really wants to help people cultivate their own power of self-healing and so on. So you're going to do some very good work.
Okay. So that's the business then. Okay.
Yeah.
It took
and
a couple months
like
to kind of show up.
They're going to guide you. Your team is going to guide you.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
And you've already worked with a few friends. Haven't you worked on some people?
I've worked on a couple people.
Because I feel like that's how it develops, is through the people that you've already started to work on, bit by bit, in a social environment and so on.
They're just friends who know me, but and other people don't. They kind of want to just get me out there and hands-on healing. And I thought,
it won't be cold calling. You'll have a great time, Jody.
Okay, good.
All right.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your call.
I so appreciate your feedback. I really love your show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for doing it. Good night.
Okay, bye. So I'm going to end up this show by saying, in our paradigm shifters, one of the things that's really exciting is I've got Stephen Lewis coming up next week. We did a pre-record with him today. Now, for those of you who don't know, he's been doing a program called AIM, where he radiates, he's working with computers and so on, and radiates specific frequencies that people who have connected with him will actually, as he said, we would choose the frequencies that would improve our reality. And it's really wonderful. And he antidotes frequencies of, say, malignancy that are inherited and so on. So he's doing some tremendous healing work with probably many, many thousands of people at this time, and having tremendous results with, for example, releasing autism and releasing, he's had some big, big impact on some Down syndrome people. And if any of you know of anyone who's got an autistic child or a Down syndrome child, he's doing those ones for free right now. His process is aimprogram.com, aimprogram.com, and you might want to check that out. But what's fascinating for me, I'm also interviewing Dr. Shaw. Many of you know about Dr. Shaw. He's quite well known these days, and he does certain incantations and so on. He comes from a long, Stephen Lewis comes from a tradition of acupuncture, homeopathy, and other frequency studies plus physics. So that's where he's coming from, and he says everything is consciousness. Dr. Shaw is coming from the ancient Asian traditions, including Qigong and acupuncture, and I think he's also an MD. I can't remember offhand at this point. But what they've both concluded is that frequency is everything. And Dr. Shaw evokes it with some really amazing incantations. He gets you to talk to the soul of parts of you that are suffering and so on. But it's amazing when you do the incantations, your body energies change quite well. And actually, I've experienced with his work some huge changes in little things that I'm complaining about, or I like to complain about in various times. I had a sore neck, and it really helped with that. So the thing that's fascinating to me and is really validating, as you talk to these various really big-name healers and so on, they're working from different perspectives, but guess what? They're coming up with the same stuff, which is, and even Lynn McTaggart's stuff with the intentional experiment. They come up with the same thing, that we have an amazing potential as human beings to move consciously up beyond limiting frequencies that have created our conventional reality, move ourselves into a lot more self-serving and self-creation with sound, with breath, with movement, with actual frequencies being applied. It's very, very exciting. So please tune in to Paradigm Shifters Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. I have Stephen Lewis with the AIM program, and the week after that will be Dr. Shaw. And I myself have been going into Vancouver to a fellow named Albert Cheng, who's quite a brilliant techie wizard, actually, but he's also doing Qigong, and he's got a wonderful system there. We'll actually go into his gyroscope kind of machine and spin around, and he's got me, it's hard to explain, but anyways, you're going into what looks like a gym, but the whole thing, all the machines are aligned so that you end up moving the energy through your body, and he has done some amazing healings on some problems that I've had. So I'm very, very impressed with meeting so many amazing healers at this time in history, plus my own guidance and my own tutelage from my own guidance, as I said. Jackie Salvitti's team is not going to be on with us tonight live. Jackie's been undergoing a bunch of dental work and stuff, and I think she's been challenged facing the times of the shift while facing the times of shifting some of her physical limitations. So she's been suffering a bit, so we'll all send her our love. And we're going to rerun the program that was on the 29th of October. And as far as I didn't listen long enough, but I think it's the one where the team talks about what it is they do and who they are. But Jackie's team is really an amazing, amazing healing force, and Jackie herself is a wonderful healer. So I just want to say to you, my gosh, I've enjoyed tonight. It's been an unusual show with many of you calling in, being courageous, and sharing the journeys that you're on at this time in the shift. And I loved it when Martha was saying that she's, after having a salary cut in half, and I know Martha a little bit, and she's had a lot on her plate through the years. She's worked very, very hard in a corporate structure to raise her kids and so on. She's doing something brilliant, which is called relaxing, letting herself love, letting herself be available, stop worrying about the money, and watching her own life unfold. And she's a wonderful example. You can see those lights moving up inside of her like I did, showing her that she has gifts to bring up into the world. And when we get out of our own way, it's amazing, isn't it? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, please write to me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, and let me know who you'd like to talk to on Paradigm Shift is, what you think of this show, ideas that you have, perhaps you want a session with me, because that's a wonderful thing for me as well, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. All right, everybody, take a minute and bring in some light, some wonderful universal love, because we're very, very loved, all of us. Some divine love, bring it in through the top of your head, bring it in through your body, and send it back out to all of you who are the Radiance by Design community as we all grow together. Good night, everyone, and much love to you. See you next Tuesday night.